It's the Metal Enema on Solarfall Radio. Solarfall.com. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Sepkak.
You're sick.
MySpace.com/Metal Enema.
Yeah.
Yes, I am ill.
He's got illness.
I am the plague bearer.
All right, so hope everybody enjoyed our Celtic Frost special last week. It feels like we haven't been on the air for a while because we haven't. We haven't.
We've had 2 weeks off.
Yeah, for everyone else, it was only 1 week.
Technically.
Yeah, because basically we just put the show together.
We had the server upload the week before the Celtic Frost show, and then the Celtic Frost show
last week.
Thursday.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed
it. We've had
it.
That in the can forever.
Yeah, yeah, so... if you guys like that, please let us know. I've gotten some good feedback from it already.
Excellent.
So we're going to keep doing that kind of stuff, whether or not anybody else likes it. If anything, it's just an excuse for us to be able to get into shows for free and meet bands that we like. So why not? Okay, so we didn't get to do a Halloween show, so I guess we'll do the Halloween recap. I wanted to make sure we shared this with our listening audience. The awesome maneuver of the night, driving down First Street here in Austin now.
Yes. It was... Marco saw that happen.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did he explain how it happened? Go ahead. Okay, here's what we're talking about. We came up on a car that, it was like a one-car accident, but the car was like a sedan, like a smallish coupe sedan or whatever.
It was upside down.
It was flipped upside down, and it was upside down, and it was facing into the curb, like it took the corner way too fast. And so Marco saw this?
Yeah, he just, his recounting was pretty practical in terms of he said he heard this noise that sounded like a great crumbling thump, and then he looked and saw the car flipping over and over, rolling.
Wow.
And
they must have tried to take that turn at like 100 miles an hour or something,
possibly. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, because basically came up on it while I'm driving home. It was daylight savings, and so basically that meant the bars were open an extra hour, and it was like, it seemed like right at about 2:30, almost like a movie cue. Suddenly all the sirens just go up. Everybody leaves the bars at once and drives into each other.
There were tons of fire trucks and ambulances and cops out. It was just really surreal, right? As the tolling of the clocks turning back.
Yeah, it looked like the beginning of Dawn of the Dead when everything goes crazy. By the way, I was thinking, you know how we sometimes think of good porno titles for mainstream movies?
Yeah.
28 Gays Later. I'm not gonna rent that one.
Makes my mouth taste worse than it does with this medicine I'm taking. This stuff called Kick-Ass Immune Defense, and it's like supercharged echinacea and golden seal and stuff like that, but it tastes like, I don't know, like a salad that's been marinating in a swamp.
Oh, it's like a Verathron album.
Yeah. It tastes like a Verathron album.
So anyway, we saw this car was flipped over, and it was great because, you know, the car was completely flipped over. There was no emergency crews on the scene. There's just one cop kind of sitting there with his lights on. He's not even out of the car.
Yeah, he's just 200 feet away laughing. Just,
yeah, we're sitting there, and the cop's probably like, I'm not getting out. I'm just going to wait for the crew to get here, because what's he going to do? Walk over, sir, you've been drinking tonight?
Do you know how dead you are, sir? Yeah.
Do you understand how, sir, or do you realize how upside down your car is right now?
Do you know how many times you flipped your vehicle, sir? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to blow into this. Just as a guess, you probably have the right to remain silent. Anything you probably say probably can and probably will be used against you in a theoretical court of law.
Assuming you make it.
You probably have the right to an attorney. Just guessing here.
You have the right to stop bleeding if you're able to do so.
Your friend has the right to a coroner. Cold slab in the morgue.
Your friend has a right to a state-appointed toe tag. But yeah, I just like that would be me. 3 a.m. is the cop. I'm not getting out. I'm just going to call this in and make sure no one messes with it, you know?
Put the seat back.
Yeah. Got my book, got my car. Just turn my lights on. It always looks like I'm doing something then. That's my old trick. I just pull over to a vacant lot, throw my lights on. Woo! Oh, they're here.
Oh, crap. Okay. It's over here, guys.
Yeah, we saw your lights on. Yeah, see, it works. Yeah. So anyway, that was in case any of you don't know, even if you're from out of state, Texas has like a horrible, horrible drinking and driving record. It's probably one of the worst in the world. So, short of Russia. But, well, Russia would be the worst in the world, but nobody can afford cars. So, yeah, there you go. People just get drunk and go on the subway. I'm sure
they
subway...
have a horrible drinking and riding.
Yeah, drinking and commuting problem. Yeah.
I think I have to look at my defensive driving notes. They call out what Texas's ranking is in the 50 states. 51 states with Puerto Rico.
Supposedly, actually, Wyoming is the highest, but yeah. There's only like 30 people who live there, but I guess all of them drink and drive.
Yeah, so. Wyoming and Montana, because you just get drunk and put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, because you can drive for hours. And
You
might hit a deer or a fallen tree. Or
moose.
You know, yeah, moose. One other thing I wanted to mention, because I was just watching a little bit of television before we started the show. They're advertising for the new James Bond movie, Casino Royale.
Yeah, with cheese.
Yeah, and I used to be a real big James Bond fan.
It's because they have the metric system.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I used to be a big James Bond fan, and you know the more recent movies, we even saw a couple, you know, and they're pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But they always, what they do in the commercials every time is they always clip together like this huge montage of every moment of action in the film. So yeah. You kind of look at it and go, hey, that might actually be pretty cool, you know, and then you see it and then it's just like, yeah, it's just the same tired shit, you know.
I think they're doing with this one what I've had a theory about all along, the fact mm-hmm. that there's not just one guy that's James Bond, but it's name James
cipher.
Bond goes with the 007 number.
Yeah, because it's your code name.
There looks to be some scenes where he's actually tried out for the 00 number.
Right,
and he's going to take on the mantle of James Bond, because James Bond, the character's been around since the 60s, and he was already
40-something.
Yeah, yeah. In his late 30s or
so. He was
a
commander, so he had to be like in his late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, but he was an operative in, you know, into World War II. So
right.
He would have, if it was just one guy,
he'd be like
it'd
80.
Be kind of like Doctor Who. He'd have to be, you know, 80 by now.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't think they originally planned it that way, but once it went from Sean Connery to Roger Moore to Timothy Dalton, and they started just rotating it, I think they just kind of got into that. I don't think that was the original idea when they did the Sean Connery films. It was supposed to be a continuous timeline, but then they got away from that because they weren't putting out a film every two years. But all I was going to say is that they always try to show that they've updated the franchise to be like, you know, current, like, oh, extra violent, and you know, it's got Matrix effects, and oh, not really, but you know what I mean. They try to make it seem all current.
It's got Fast and the Furious 2 cars.
Yeah, he does Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drifts everywhere.
With his Aston Martin Tokyo Drift. Well, anyway, all I was going to say is,
just got to go to the store, pick up some bubbly.
Watch your head, darling. No, that's exactly what I was trying to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. They always try to make it seem edgier, more violence, more a meaner James Bond, a harder ass James
Bond. More blowjobs.
Yeah. That's what they actually need to do, is cross that line, because even now they always sanitize. He's humping tons of chicks in his movies, but you never actually see it. You see him like lay the girl down on the bed and kiss her and, you know,
wrestle her down and hold
her.
Well,
right. Force himself onto her. He always rapes. He's basically raping people. It's like, no, yes. Okay.
Let's go. Yeah, probably because she's unconscious.
Trying to stop. She's not trying to stab him anymore. Yeah. She's all, oh, you know, because she's scared out of her mind. But the point is that
she's freezing up.
But sometimes he does have
double O means double O.
Yeah. Shut your mouth. But yeah, that's what I'm getting at. They always show him bedding the girl, but that's it. They need to show him humping. Even if it's under the covers, they need to show him actually in the rut, like, you know, oh yes, oh, I won't tell you any of my secrets. Yes, you will. You know, they need to just cross that line and get James Bond humping. They need actually pelvic thrusting from James Bond, because he's, you know.
Then they'll just have to retitle it James Bone. Yeah. And then, you know, then Octopussy. Will come.
Yeah. Double feature with 28 Gays Later.
And Thunderbald.
For her thighs only. All right, I guess it's time to play
my
a song.
My best friend sweating.
Yes. So I guess we should probably remember that this is a music show and play some music.
Whatever.
Yeah. We
are going to do our...
All you guys say is, well, I just wait to hear you talk. So here you go! Every time. We have a pretty good lineup tonight, and
we're debuting a new band of the month.
Yes, Secrets of the Moon. We'll talk about them in a minute, but right now it's Morbid Saint. This is Beyond the Gates of Hell.
So
are back on Solar Fall Radio's very own Metal Enema. That was Freezing Moon from Mayhem. Hellhammer brought us Revelations of Dooms, and Morbid Saint took us beyond the gates of hell.
I like that Morbid Saint. Mm-hmm. I avoided it for some time because they had a... Here's the thing. They had the...
They have a song that's almost Christian.
Well, yeah, but I actually heard from the bassist.
Oh, yeah?
Or, well, I didn't, but some guy... Goat, our friend Goat wrote an article, a review of Morbid Saint, right, citing them as Christian, because that we were kind of all operating under the idea that they were.
Yeah.
And the bassist wrote in, you know, this is recently. He's mm-hmm. like, no, that's not true at all. That was never true. He's like, we're not in the least. He's like, take a look. He cited a bunch of lyrics and a lot of things they did. So he acquitted himself. I believed it. But really what actually kept me away from it was when I had the opportunity to buy it, the cover was just Eddie's face from the Killers album. Yeah. I mean, it was repainted of it, but it was the Eddie head.
Yeah.
And then the logo, Morbid Saint, kind of looked like a stoner rock logo, you know, where it's like all filigreed.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look scary and it just, everyone avoided it because of that cover. It's like, oh, that's such a cheesy piece of shit. Anyway, so that album just kind of went the way of the wind. And it's funny because even on the Ina Offensive, it wasn't on the Ina Offensive. There was an interview with Tyler from the Ina Offensive that I recently discovered. And he was talking about that. He even mentioned it. He's like, yeah, I don't know why I didn't figure out about Morbid Saint until now. I don't think anybody did, you know?
Because the covers suck.
Right, but it's a good band, you know? Yeah. We keep playing them, you know? It's good stuff. All right, so Secrets of the Moon, as we mentioned, is our band of the month. They have a new album out called Antithesis. It's really nice looking. I highly recommend getting the Digipak version because it's real handsome, and it's got all kinds of...
it's very fingerprinty.
Actually, it's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Thankfully.
That's good.
Yeah, they put a little lacquer on it because nothing I hate more than having to handle a black metal album like it's like a plutonium rod. You know, it's like, oh, I got to put the gloves on. Oh, shit. No, wipe. Oh, God damn it. You know, just horrible. But yeah, this came out on Lupus Lounge. It's available at the Ina Offensive, actually. That's where I would buy it.
There you go.
Because
pretty much we're trying to get on Tyler's good side and get him to send us free stuff.
Yeah, and it's not that he hasn't, but the point is also that if you look around, you're not going to find a lot of the releases we're playing too many other places.
Yeah.
To be in all fairness, it's not just because we're sucking up to Tyler, but we are. Oh no, there is a fingerprint on this thing.
Told you.
Shit. Oh, wipe. Well, on the cover it comes off a little better when you have that.
When it's in the booklet, yeah.
That completely slick booklet, yeah. And you go, hey, and then immediately you're just all my
it's,
HR.
It's like you just eating a bunch of fried chicken and then you're yeah. touching the, you know, you're reading the newspaper too, and then all of a sudden you can see through the paper like, fuck!
Well, the thing that drives me crazy is I've actually tried this before. I've washed my hands, like literally washed my hands with hot water and soap, wipe them dry, good and dry, walk over, pick up the album, and it still makes fingerprints. Yeah. It's just like, motherfucker!
The inverse of that is I went to school with this really dirty kid.
Oh, yeah. I know this story.
It was in sixth grade homeroom, and I was writing something, and he wanted to see it or whatever, and he did the kind of bully-ish, let me see that, and he grabbed the paper, and I was like, no, and I pulled the paper away, and this dirt streak was left on the notebook paper. So one of my friends was laughing at that, and he said, so... what can I get you for Christmas? Like a bar of soap or some wet ones? And he chased him around the room.
Hey, don't say I'm dirty, because even though I am, you know.
He had like a lisp and a hair lip and walked on his toes. And he was all bad. He lied all the time. Said his dad was a Navy SEAL and an elevator repairman and all kinds of fucked up stuff.
So he's preparing the elevator and then he sneaks into the car and slits people's throats.
So always with his dad, his dad's work day is like that scene in Usual Suspects.
Yeah, when he like comes
get
out
on
the
elevator,
sea, like, bow, bow, bow. Yeah, that's awesome.
But he got kicked out of school for getting mad after school and kicking in the bottom of one of the glass doors.
Oh wow!
To the school.
One thing I was going to say, that's what I was trying to remember. I learned the hard way about the fingerprints on the black slick paper from my Giger books. Mm-hmm. I have all the H.R. or Geiger, or everybody or whatever calls it. H.R. Geiger has a bunch of books that a lot of people have, Necronomicon 2. You know, I got a book every Christmas. My mother would actually buy me a book every Christmas for like the 4 years running, which was...
Yeah, but it was always the Bible.
No. She
maybe,
actually...
Maybe this year it'll work.
To her credit, she bought me the limited edition leather-bound, slip-covered Necronomicon 1 and 2.
Nice.
I, it's really special to me. But the problem is I can't look at the damn thing. And everybody
would just got to get those archive gloves.
Yeah, because everybody would come over and be like, "Oh, cool! Holy shit! I can't believe you have this. Can I look at it?" I'm like, "No, no, you can't. I don't even want to look at it. Don't even touch it. You know,
don't even look at the cover. Yeah, turn away. Turn away.
Oh God, you're discoloring off your breath.
God, put it behind the lead shielding." Yeah.
So anyway. Sad, sad, sad. All right, so as we were saying, Secrets of the Moon with their fingerprinty album. Everybody should use matte varnish for your covers.
Yeah.
And inlay cards because...
Because not only does it feel good,
doesn't...
No fingerprints.
No fingerprints. So you can commit a crime and leave it at the scene and no one will ever know. So this is a song called Verses. And then okay, that's the thing I forgot to mention. We're playing two songs from every band for Band of the Month now because...
Yeah, we feel like... Some of the past bands of the month are getting short shrifts because we're not able to play the whole album, especially for short months like, you know, February, which will happen in a couple of months.
And yeah,
it'll just be like one song from the Band of the Month.
Yeah, there you go. Hope you like it.
It's a 2-week month, all right.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and play two songs. It's going to be Secrets of the Moon, like I said, it's Verses, and then after that, Ordinance. So enjoy.
Lets my hands down, they are meloless. We'll be right back.
That was Antaeus with Control and Abuse off of Blood Libels, because those poor guys, they were our album band of month last month, but they lost a whole week, so we wanted to finish them out. Yep. I can just hear MKM going, "Ugh, it's normal. No one likes
it
us.
It doesn't matter. And everyone hates it.
Don't care. Everyone hates it.
I've lost my tail.
Yeah.
8 figures.
Thanks for noticing me. Probably going to rain. Oh, bother. Before that, we had Ordinance from Secrets of the Moon and Verses from Secrets of the Moon. So that's off the new album, Antithesis. That's our band of the month. So getting back to unrelated things, we were talking about filthy kids we went to school with, because we like to tell hilarious anecdotes about when we were kids, because we had pretty decent childhoods, but we were surrounded by people who didn't. And there was this kid that I went to school with, and this is like in fifth grade, like,
yeah,
or fourth grade and fifth grade. But I kind of knew him a little bit. He was nice enough. He just had like a really crappy life. You know, he was very poor and lived in a shitty house and had parents who were, you know, just absentee. And he figured out before he was able to actually, like, ejaculate, before he'd hit puberty, that he could still jerk off. You know, he figured out jerking off just out of boredom.
Yeah.
But it was messed up because he'd have an orgasm, but, like, nothing would happen. He'd just kind of go, ooh, you know, and that would be the end of it. And he got to the point where he didn't think it was a big deal. And he'd actually, like, one of my friends went over to his house, and he actually, like, just was sitting on the couch and sort of just whipped it out and started, you know, pounding his bud. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, it's really fun, you know? And I mean, for most kids who haven't hit puberty yet, that tendency isn't really wholly there. And you're kind of, ah, you know, you've heard about it or whatever, but you just don't really
figure it out with pool jets.
Yeah. Or climbing a pole, you know?
Or weed eating.
Yeah. So this kid apparently, not only would he just do that, but he apparently said that sometimes when he was really bored, because he had like a television, that said he didn't have any toys or anything, he would just sit there and see how many times he could do it. Because he never run out, you know? It's like, he just sit there, like, he's like, I managed to do it 30 times, you know?
Gee, wow.
Yeah, just, just kind of get the shutter and that's it, you know, with your little boy pud, you know. I don't know why I'm sharing that with you guys. It just
because it's only about 25 more times than most people are able to.
Yeah, when you're, yeah, it's like, Sam, well, I don't know, some people, myself included, have gone on fuckathons where you try to see how many times you can actually, like, have sex to completion, and you know sequentially.
Yeah,
I got to 11.
Nice.
So, and my girlfriend at the time was screaming on the 10th, on coming up on the 11th time, where I went, I got back on time. She's like, no, that's not possible. It's like, I am your father. No.
And 17 more times and you'll be at 28 gays later.
Yeah. This is the same girl, ironically, that I went out with her on Halloween, and I was dressed as Darth Vader, and she was dressed up as Princess Leia, and she looked perfect for it. We were like the right height difference and everything, and she had super long dark hair, so she had it up. She looked great. And then we went back to my apartment at the end of the night, and I just, you know, started, you know, mauling her.
Lightsaber, like, duel?
No, yeah. She's like, started mauling her. She's like, Wait a minute. Do you want to take your costumes off? I'm like, no. And I put the mask back on. She's like, this is terrible. And I'm like, yes, it is. Bond, James Bond. don't fight it. Don't fight it.
No, don't. Use your hand.
Yeah. No. Move your hips around, yes.
Put your knees together.
Yeah, yeah. Put your knees together. I command you.
Trey.
Yes. Darth Vincent. Darth Vincent commands you. I am your father. All right. It's all melting down, everybody. We're losing control. Once again.
No cum farts.
No cum farts. Weren't going to do that. No, but anyway, if you think about what you just heard, you might make sense. No cum farts. Okay, this is a band we played a lot. We still like it. You still like it. So we're going to play it. It's Repugnant, Draped in Sarah Cloth.
Inside my brain.
Deicide from one of the best albums ever, Legion, with Revocate the Agitator. And Repugnant before that was Draped in Sarah Cloth.
I'm The Undertaker.
And I'm Agapornis Epicac. You're listening to the Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio.
MetalEnema at gmail.com.
MySpace.com.
/MetalEnema.
So, another poor kid that I went to school with.
Oh, no.
Well, I had my middle school was interesting because all the shows right now, all the reality shock shows are about crystal meth and it's the drug that's killing America and all this stuff. Well, to me, I'm sitting there seeing these show titles and going, that's so sixth grade.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because I was exposed to crystal meth in sixth grade when the skanky girl, that was my first drug addict that I knew and first girl that got pregnant that I knew.
She was in sixth grade. Yeah. Did she get pregnant in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what school
old enough
did you...
to bleed, old enough to see Nimitz.
Nimitz. Jesus fucking
Christ.
Yeah,
kind of a weird intersection of racial and economic lines.
This is what happens when they rezone
Jackson
schools.
Keller. Yeah.
Yeah, so you had like...
Well, the school I went to high school with apparently now is almost like a magnet school. It's being a lot of bus-in stuff. When I was going to school, it was mostly like Jews and Mexicans.
See, this is what happens when civil rights take hold! I was just... This is unrelated, but you know Playmobil.
Yeah.
You know, the kid's toy, it's the little toy system where it's kind of like Legos, except you don't actually build the structures. But I was wondering what would happen if you woke up one morning with Playmobil hands. You know, just the little.
It would suck because you couldn't jerk off because they had no joints in their arms.
Right. But no. Let's just say that your arms and everything still work, but you had Playmobil hands, just the big solid semicircle hands. It's like, and you had to like retool everything because everything in
all the
Playmobil
doors would
world,
have to be handles.
Yeah, they'd have to
be
handles instead of knobs. Everything would have to be retooled just to be like to fit in your hand, so it would snap in there just like it does with the toy. I just thought that would be an interesting curse. May you wake up with Playmobil hands. You know?
Oh God!
Well,
no!
At least I can still drive a car. You know? Yeah. You want to hug your wife?
Oh fuck! That would be hard to make turns.
Yeah.
Oh no.
have to use all your might to pull your hand off and snap it on and pull it off. Maybe you could just have like one of the little wheel things where you just click in and click. You know?
What would be worse almost is to wake up with like Mego hands.
Those are the plastic action figures
that they use in Robot Chicken all the times. But
the things
with those was their thumbs would get real loose, and so if you tried to put them back, you know, tried to tighten it up, you know, with your teeth or something, kind of like with G.I. Joe hands, the thumbs could snap off. So
just
four fingered hooks.
just basically a fin. You know, can't hold a gun. That was the worst when you broke.
Can't hold a gun. Got to strap it on with rubber bands. Because there aren't rubber bands big enough in the real world to
hold on
to M16.
Well, you'd have to use an ace bandage, you know. Or like when, remember Stretch Monster and Stretch Armstrong? You know? Yeah. And when they'd spring a leak, that was always the worst. Like the green goo is actually leaking out. So when you actually try to flex them and pull them, they're like hemorrhaging. It's like... Yeah. Now, weren't you the one who had, like, the Stretch Armstrong and you took it to school, and the other kid who had brought his jet fighter to school impaled it?
No, but that's a funny... I don't know who that was.
Maybe that was Erica. But it was laying on a table in kindergarten class, and this other kid had, like, an F-14 die-cast metal jet fighter.
Yeah.
And the Stretch Monster was laying on the table, and the kid goes, stabs it. I mean, just, like, playing, but he poked a hole in it. I'll have to figure out.
I didn't have a Stretch Armstrong. That was a good time for toys and a weird time, like, if you didn't have... certain toys but you knew about them or somebody else did. Nowadays it seems like nowadays everybody has everything for the most part, or that collector mentality comes in, but I didn't have Stretch Armstrong. I had a shitty ransacked version of Mousetrap that I think we got at the Air Force Base store. It didn't have certain key parts to make the whole thing work, so I just used the trap to trap other things. Shogun Warriors,
I had those.
In limited supply, depending on where you were. The G.I. Joe had the Kung Fu Grip and the real hair fro at the time.
Right.
But that was kind of on its way out as well. So, interesting time. I didn't have these. I had the $6 million man, but not the $6 million man Bigfoot that had the chest that popped open with the tape reel and you could still look through the eye in the back.
I had the full-sized Boba Fett where you could look through the eye with the little... That was cool. That was a great figure. All right, so we're done with Dateless Geek Corner, and I guess we're going to play some more music for
now
you.
We're going to be back to being cool metal.
Yeah, totally metal. Oh, and speaking of such things, this set, this block of music is dedicated to our good friend Cynical.
That's right.
Cynical,
this is all the songs
thanks
that
for,
you love.
Thanks for your support, always. We appreciate it. It was good to see you last weekend, and this one's for you, man. This is Kraft with Destroy All from Fuck the Universe.
temperature when the teeth are prime. A meal itself for his contradiction. To strangle the shells to keep the rugged alive. Conceal until judgment calls near the bride. Once again, called to raise his head. Upon the field where all the forces about to lie. Preparing her for the wedding, covering her with the dead. Gone into action. When judgment served, when the clip runs. the shells that keep the rock on high. Don't say you love me just because they're the bride. Once again, all the race is end. Upon the field where all the forks must collide. Preparing her for the wedding, covering her.
That was The Cynical Set. What you just heard was Offermod, Rape the World. Before that, Emperor from Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk with Ye in Transiperium, and Kraft with Destroy All. All favorite bands of our good friend Cynical over there on the Metal Hall.
That's
yeah,
right.
he loves all that stuff. So hope you enjoyed that, man. We'll make sure to play more of it for you, especially the Kraft. It's crazy about that Kraft. So we always try to have new stuff on the show. Tonight's no exception. I mean, we always have a band of the month, and we try to keep it new, because a lot of the bands on Solar Fall, they do revisit old bands or bands that, you know, they want to feature, which is great. I think it's a good idea. But
doing band of the month for Nuclear Assault isn't going to go over real well.
Yeah.
All right, this is brand new Nuclear Assault. Ooh. Survive.
Yeah.
Radio, I'm Insidious.
I like
form.
That. I like that. But
yeah, I love that album. But
well, in this case, we're not doing this as band of the month just because it isn't like... It's new, but we can't have every band be band of the month. But
right.
we're going to be playing more of this. This is the new Archgoat.
Oh, cool.
With
we only do bands of the month for bands that we know personally.
Yeah. It seems that way. We
haven't met these guys yet, so...
Yeah, we're not friendly with them yet. As soon as we are, they're a band of the month.
They're
going
to be band of the month again. We'll go back and play this whole album again.
Yeah. This is the new Archgoat with Horror of Bethlehem. This is the song, Horror of Bethlehem. I don't know who they're talking about.
Isn't there a movie about that called Poles or something? About the... about the Orthodox Hasidic Jew kid that sneaks off across the border into Gaza and goes to the strip clubs?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it came out a couple
years
ago.
I haven't heard about that, no. I do know, I don't know if it's like this in Israel. I mean, I know there's like there's this one place I've heard about in France where there are naked ladies that dance.
Yeah,
and
there's a hole
Where you can go check it out.
You can see it all.
Yeah. And men don't care because they have no underwear.
It's weird, damnedest thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have one of those places. Yeah, is there anything here like that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to look at it. But I don't think there's a hole in the wall, though. I think you just have to pay to in.
I think there are places with holes.
Well, yeah. That's the
adult video store.
Yeah, that's 28 gays later. Okay. I can't decide what we're going to call this show. It's either going to be Poor Kids or 28 Gays Later. I'm not positive.
28 Poor Gay Kids Later.
Something in the middle. This is Archgoat, Horror of Bethlehem.